Chris denies that hot little rendezvous with OJ, Kim skips out on her campaign shoot, and our girl Chloe teaches the family how to circle jerk. Stay tuned, we're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. I'm dead.
Where'd you come from? Chloe knows how to circle jerk.
Oh, no one cares about Costa Rica. We're circle jerking.
That's
right.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. Usually I rehearse that little open with you all before we start, but I wanted to keep it secret.
That was perfect.
I wanted a bang.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you guys. Well, we have our full panel this week again. We're so happy to be back talking, rumor has it, season 17, episode 8.
Wow.
Crazy episode. We have a lot to talk about as far as the OJ Simpson thing is back. You know, we and Chloe did go to prom with someone. And the Costa Rica trip, the campaign shoot, it was all a mess. And we are going to cover every little bit of it, including that little circle jerk. But we're going to be talking about news and gossip in our Tea Time segment. Then we're going to be moving on to Gram Glam after that to vote on our favorite Instagram photo of the week. And then at the end, we're going to be putting Kylie up against Kim to see who did the best, like, mermaid Ariel costume. Because Kim did it back in the day.
Yes. OG. Yeah,
absolutely. But what were you guys' thoughts on the episode? But first, introduce yourselves. We have the lovely
Rachel Robillard. What's it going on, y'all?
What's it going on?
What's it going on?
And the social media guru.
Hey, girl, hey. Nakia Monet is here.
And Chloe's number one fan.
Literally.
Hey, Chloe girl. It's Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes, and I am Dakota T. Jones. Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
So, what were your thoughts, Rachel, on tonight's episode?
It was eventful. I feel like, compared to last week's episode, where we were talking about Scott's wiener, his dog, his wiener dog.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I feel like there's just more oomph in this episode. We got Costa Rica. We got Kimono. We got the backlash behind Kimono. We got so much to talk about. North, the kids were on, and Mason coming up in a robe looking like Hugh Hefner at the dinner table. Loved it. I think he's a little too young to get that reference.
Yeah, he's like, hey. He doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah, I'm like, are they telling him? Like, did they? They say Hugh Hefner, and like, he's very intelligent. He wants to know what the big kids and what everyone's talking about. So I wonder how they're telling him.
He probably Googled it, because everyone has an iPhone, so he probably Googled Hugh Hefner.
Let's get Mason's browser history leaked, because I'm sure there would be a lot of interesting things on there.
I'm sure that Northwest Instagram page probably will leak that, because that's the best IG.
Who is Hugh Hefner?
Yeah.
Why does my dad call himself Lord Disick?
Yeah.
Am I a lord?
Yeah.
Why is Auntie Kim famous?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yo.
Mason.
Don't Google that, Mason.
Backspace.
Delete.
They'll find out.
They will. They will.
Yeah.
One of these days. But the Kim was working on her campaign for Kimono at the time, which, you know, we see in next week's episode. We will kind of get more information about the backlash and the cultural appropriation. And it seems like forever ago that we broke. Not that we broke the story, but
we broke the story, honey.
Right. Now, keeping up is just now coming forth with the information. But the timeline was a little off, right? I think either Howard or one of you guys mentioned that.
Yeah, it was weird because Chris mentioned June, but then they were celebrating Courtney's birthday, which is in April. But I mean, like, if you know editing and the way production works, I just think they slipped up when they mentioned both dates because they put April behind June. So, and I get it. You're trying to figure out what to put to make a great story when you're a producer, you know, especially when you work in production, you know what's up. So I thought it was a little weird at first because I was like, oh, damn, they both kind of mentioned, like, dates. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. But
and they typically don't do dates.
They don't do that.
So that's what it was like, oh, we all like, June, wait, this is like the breaking the third wall. Because it's like, wait, they're talking about a date. And so we're like,
I know, that was 5 months ago.
Just crazy.
Like, I really wish that they could, like, I know it's hard. I know editing takes a long time.
Right.
And everything has to be approved, but I wish that we could get, like, maybe, like, a 1 or 2 month lull rather than, like, a 4 or 5 month lull. I think it's just so hard to talk about things that everyone's already heard about.
I know. But I am kind of happy because even with, like, the whole OJ situation, I'm happy that they touched on it on this show because I remember when that story came out, that's something where you're like, what's Faye thinking? What's Chris thinking? And especially when OJ's like, you know, allegedly saying he had sexual relations mm-hmm. with Chris. Mm-hmm. So I am happy to hear them talk about it, because I remember back then I was like, damn, that's like grimy. I wonder like how Chris feels about it. So yeah. to see her reaction and to see Faye's reaction, it's kind of like refreshing a little bit.
Yeah.
And yes, it's taken a while, but I am happy to hear like their side of the story.
Yeah, and that she's suing Daily Mail. Like, if y'all don't take it down, we're coming after y'all. And I feel that Daily Mail is a pretty close source to the Kardashians.
Yeah,
like,
I think so. Too.
I feel like they are in communication a lot, so I thought that was really interesting to see. Oh, Daily Mail's not on her good list right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
I know.
You don't want to be on Chris's bad list.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
And for those of you who do not remember, I guess allegedly OJ had like some kind of a hot hookup with Chris in the hot tub that sent her to the hospital afterwards.
Oh!
Dang.
Goals.
Oh!
Yeah.
Goals.
No,
ma'am. Send me to the hospital.
As Kia would say, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey.
No ma'am, no ham, no turkey. Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am. Yes, ham. Yes, sir.
Get out of the show, man. This is the PG-13 show.
Send me to the hospital.
Nikia's like, I got eggs, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. Rabbit.
Send me there.
What's sending you out?
Sending me out?
Out the door.
But, you know, OJ had to come back and say that he didn't say that. It was his, like, bodyguard and his friend who said it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. Unfortunately, after Nicole Brownson Sims' death, there's been so many stories. Like, Faye wrote a book about Chris and Nicole, and very, like, tacky things that she wrote. And she's been apologizing for it since. But I just feel like poor Nicole, like, I just feel like not only does she have a horrible ex-husband who talks about horrible things and he's on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and like her kids who are now in their 30s has to hear about this made-up story, if it is made-up, allegedly, that OJ and Chris got it on, but then like their kids have to read a book by Faye who said, that they were cruising around Ralph's looking for guys to do certain things with. It's just like, enough's enough, y'all. Stop talking about this woman. She and Ron go
in her
past. Let them rest. Leave it alone. It's just so tacky.
Yeah.
OJ, enough. Why is OJ on Twitter? I'm tired of seeing him on my timeline. I'm sorry.
He's a mess.
Why is he free?
I'm just happy that they did tell Nicole's story. You know, it's always very sad. We also know that Kendall was named after Nicole, so it's like, I wonder if Kendall would have got a little bit of her inputs. Like, I would have wished they would have talked a little bit more about that, but I was happy to see, like...
Yeah, I'm happy that they, like, set their side of the story, because, again, I remember when the story came out, I was like, damn, I wonder how Chris feels.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that we got to see Chris's side of the story, and Chris talking about it, and Faye talking about it, because it's horrible when you have to hear things in the news, and something that didn't happen, at least to your account. So I'm happy that Chris, like, you know, talked about it and was like, this didn't happen. We love Nicole. And I love that they showed old footage of her. And because when you hear Nicole, you just hear OJ saying crazy stuff.
Exactly.
So I'm happy that you got to see photos of Nicole and videos of Nicole. So I love that it was like all that.
And Chris found out while she was like in her weird like pajama suit, like doing like the workout machine. Like, what a way to find out. But I mean, Chris was like, release the hospital.
Yeah.
Documents saying that I allegedly went to this hospital. No. So, and then it was, I know that Howard and Nikia were a big fan of the whole, let's go to this restaurant that we went to with Nicole.
25 years ago.
30
years ago.
I'm 30. Enough. My mom can't even remember. Like,
Chris knew the exact order that Nicole had. The white fish.
With the margarita.
With the margarita on the side, and like, to a T, and like, oh, what are the odds? We are celebrating our 30th anniversary. Here is the same menu that we had 30 years ago.
And then Chris
starts to get, I wasn't going to cry.
And, like, Chris remembering the close order didn't really throw me off, because I know, like, something tragic happens.
Yeah.
You remember certain things. But it's just that. And then the restaurant's like, weirdly, here's our menu from 30. It's enough. Stop. I don't remember what I ate yesterday.
I know.
I don't remember what I ate 5 hours ago. You guys don't remember the the menu. He is
on a roll.
I told you it was PG.
No, it just threw me off. And I get it. I work in production. I'm a freelance producer. I get it.
Yeah.
As producers, you want to create a storyline.
But that's too much.
But that's a little forceful to say... For Chris and Faye to say, this was her last meal. And then for the restaurant to say, here's a menu from 30 years ago. I just,
No ham, no turkey.
No.
Get out of here. And I really wish Faye would have talked about her book on tonight's episode. Or Chris brought up the book, like, at the table. Like, oh, yeah, it was 35 years ago. Like, oh, Faye, didn't you put that in your book? Like, let's talk about this.
A mess.
You know what I mean? Like...
And Faye was Nobody addressed it. You know, this is just hard. The media and all of this is just too much. And I'm like,
you're a part of the media. Yeah. You threw your book out there. So,
and am I right? They all write a book. Everyone affiliated with either as an ex or a friend. Like, everyone's writing a dang book.
The old nanny even wrote a book. Yeah. The Kardashians' old nanny.
She wrote a book?
She wrote a book.
Where is this book?
It was like 2 years ago.
We need this book.
She said that Chris was never around. She also said that Rob, allegedly, the dad would always hit the kids.
What?
It was a whole thing. The nanny wrote the book.
Whoa.
And there was no NDA at the time?
No, this was, you know, years ago. I don't know if they put a gag on her now. Because I haven't heard anything from her now. But
she's gone.
She's like, good night. Good day.
Like, she is like...
Oh, Kardashian like, nanny. And they spoke about it, like, on past episodes.
Wow. That's crazy. Like, but I am happy that we get to see Nicole in a different light. Because OJ, unfortunately, is on Twitter. And he's still saying things like, if I did it... Like, so I'm happy that we get to see Nicole and who she is and not... her and OJ, but I'm happy that her kids get to see this episode and see old footage of her and old photos of her and to hear Chris speak about her in a positive light.
Yeah.
Than to speak about her, like, in Facebook and the stuff that they were doing, which I hate that.
Yeah. Tacky.
Super tacks.
Yeah. But I want to get back to the kimono storyline. So Chloe and Kylie had to do a shoot.
Yeah.
And Kim was nowhere to be found because I think they were celebrating North's birthday in Costa Rica.
Living it up.
Why not?
I understand, Kim. You have to, like, take time for your kids and your family. It wasn't the best timing considering this is your brand that you're trying to release. And you're trying to do these shoots and these campaigns, and it really needs to have your hand on finger on the pulse type of situation. Mm-hmm. And she had approved a bunch of stuff. Like, she wanted them to have their hair crimped and all of this.
Dance to Baby Shark.
Yeah, Chloe's there with this lollipop.
And Baby Shark. Like, Baby Shark, really, Kim?
And Chloe's putting on a brave face.
She is.
She's just dancing with a lollipop, like, okay, I'm getting paid for this. Yeah. Like, that's all.
I just wonder, when do you have, when do you come up with the idea, like, you know what, Baby Shark would be great for Chloe to dance to? Like, when do you come up with that?
I know.
That was a mess.
What did you think of Kylie, like, having to, like, move around in these shapewear?
I told you guys this. Actually, when you take photos, talking to yourself actually works for great photos. My friend, we had a whole photo shoot in Mexico, and he had me literally talking to myself. My photos came out fantastic. It's weird if the person's doing it, they don't know what they're doing. Like, poor Kylie, she was like, wait, what? What is this? But your photos do come out amazing if you're like, McDonald's.
It's weird.
You flash, like, as you're doing it, you're like... Taco Bell, but you're like taking the phone. They come up,
girl.
Right.
You're making me hungry.
Okay. I wish Kylie would have said some more. Like, listen, I'm Kylie Jenner. Not only am I your sister, but now I'm on paid talent. I'm uncomfortable here. So if you guys could just work this out, do something else, I really would appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah.
She like rolls over and she's like, shapewear.
Just randomly.
Yeah, but it was interesting to see two shoots in one episode where it's a Kim shoot and Kim's not there.
She's not there, just how discombobulated it was.
It was too much.
And Chris is saying, like, you weren't there, so-and-so wasn't there, so-and-so wasn't there. All these people that should be there being the director... telling them what to do. Exactly. Hire me, Kim. I'll be there. Right. I'll tell them what to do. But it's like interesting to see that there was no one apart to be in Kim's place to say, okay, we need this, that. And they've been doing this for years where it's like, what? There really was no one there to tell them.
Like, and I get that it's your baby's birthday and you want to go to Costa Rica, but at least leave a little bit of direction because everyone's like, wait, what are we supposed to do?
Yes.
Same thing with the shoot where Chris and Lisa Rinna and Kyle, like, they're like, wait, what do we talk about?
That turned out fantastic, though.
That was amazing.
Yeah, Lisa killed it.
Amazing. But leave a little direction. That way they're not texting you and calling you and annoying you while you are in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Like, I think it's, which one is it? Is Lisa Rinna the really, like, skinny one that has, like, the short hair?
The one who took off her dress?
She took off her dress.
They're in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, for those who don't know.
Any chance she can get, she always is taking it off and shaking it.
And Kyle is Paris Hilton's auntie.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she's Kathy Hilton's younger sister.
Okay.
So Kathy Hilton has two sisters, so it's Kyle and, got her other sister's name, but they're all on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. So that's Paris Hilton's aunt.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family affair.
It really is. Everyone's super close. They all grew up together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, all the rich people know. They're so integrated. The rich keep the rich rich.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby Shark.
But it was like a weird rendition of Baby Shark, wasn't it?
It was like an off-brand version. Maybe they didn't want to get flagged or something.
Or sued.
Yeah.
It was me singing Baby Shark.
So that was you.
That's me.
Oh, my gosh.
They paid me.
Before we move on to news and gossip during our segment Tea Time, I wanted to mention, you know, we talked about Courtney had her birthday and she wanted piano lessons, cooking lessons, spending time with her friends. And so that just looked like a lot of fun. I don't know what kind of dishes they were making, but it looked fun. Yes. And I'm glad that she's taking time to just kind of learn some new things as far as piano and this and that. And I think that, you know, she's really just kind of living in her moment. Yeah. And just doing what she wants to do and living the life that she wants to live. And I think that's really admirable because she's taking time to slow down and smell the roses, I will say.
This is 40, you know, instead of being with her, with Eunice. She's with, wants to be with her family, wants to do piano lessons, just more wholesome, organic things. And it's beautiful.
Living her best life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you guys, I tried to hang on for as long as I can, but I can't stand it anymore. We've got to go into tea time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I just took your cup. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. I also have the live chat up, so if you guys want to hang out with us and talk about tea time, go ahead and leave those comments in our YouTube page.
Yes, please do that. So, first and foremost, I was so excited to hear about this. So, Kim Kardashian West, her fragrance line, is launching a collab with all three sisters with three different fragrances. This is the one of the part of the campaign, and I love it.
I love it.
Have not seen their hair like this.
I was going to say, can I just say, dark hair Chloe wins every. I love her with dark hair.
Really? I love her blonde.
Hashtag dark hair. First of all them with dark hair, but Chloe with dark hair. It's just super nostalgic to see them like that, but I love her with dark hair.
It just, to me, not only does it like make her look younger, it makes her look more exotic, it makes her just like pop out more with the dark hair.
She's like her mom.
Everything. Yes.
They all look identical in this.
I can't
Chloe
tell,
looks
though.
Unrecognizable. It's like, wait, what? Chloe, what?
Yeah. Are they Chloe? Like, are they like laying down or are they standing up?
It's like they're standing up, but then I think they're laying down only because of how like hair. Courtney's hair and like how their hair is. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, but damn, it looks like they're standing against something. It's weird.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is with like when you're laying down and you're like, your neck's weirdly back. And, it's like they look perfect. So I don't know if it's. And, like, that would be an awkward position for Chloe to have to do if she was laying down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't really know what to believe anymore, but...
I know. It's a great photo. They look like one of the super, like, girl groups. Like,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just such a great photo.
I love it.
Perfect timing, because now that it's November, everyone's talking about Christmas. And so, this could be a potential Christmas present.
I feel like
they're so good at when things come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. Let's talk about Rob, because Rob was seen out this weekend.
Aww.
Pretty freaking crazy. When's the last time we've seen Rob out and about?
Forever, like years.
Literally years. So Rob was out for Kendall's birthday on Friday. They celebrated at Blind Dragon on Friday, and then they went over to Delilah, and so this is them all out and about and having a really good time. It was just like, wow, Rob is out. Rob is hanging out for a good occasion.
Are we hoping that Rob is going to make a big comeback? Like, this is the steps to his huge, like, comeback.
Right?
Back to the show.
He looks good. Look at that jawline.
He looks great.
Yeah. He looks amazing.
He is setting us up for something huge.
And I heard that, like, there was somewhat of a weight loss. Right?
Yes.
So that's exciting, and I'm just happy that he's out and about with his family, because I feel like he needs to spend quality time with his family, and I love that he's there, and that, you know, I just don't know whose arm is that.
Right, on the very side. Yeah. And actually, to clarify, this was Halloween night. This was Thursday night. That's when they celebrated Kendall's birthday.
Nice.
And kept the party going
I'm just happy to see Rob outside the house. And see, you know, we seen him in Kim's post when it was Kim's birthday and everybody was walking together. Mm-hmm. You see him in Chris's post for Halloween, so you're starting to see Rob now. And I reported on Keeping Up the Kardashians News Daily
that
Rob has been working out, and he has credited Khloe to kind of being his motivation. Mm-hmm. So he's starting to come out though. So I feel like we may see him a little bit more on the show. Speaking about Keeping Up the Kardashian News Daily, something else I reported on: Selena Gomez. So Kim has been selling her Skims line to everyone, and all her friends have been promoting it on their IG stories. And one person who promoted it on their IG story was the one and only Selena Gomez.
Wow!
So a lot of people were shocked, and by a lot of people, I mean Taylor Swift fans, were like, wait, girl, why the hell are you promoting Kim Kardashian? Mm-hmm. So she took her IG and she was like, these are super comfortable. But if you guys know the record, her and Taylor Swift are best friends.
Yeah, right.
She then quickly took the photo down and posted this photo with her and Taylor and just wrote, like, you're my ride or die. I love you. I would die for this one. So a lot of people are like, do you think it was Taylor that told her to take the photo down? Yeah. Why would she take the photo
down?
Do you have your friend take sides when you're in a battle?
I want to know, did Kim send... Oh, look at this photo, yeah.
Kim sent her Skims, and she looks really hot, and she was like, these are super comfortable. And she added Skims. She didn't add Kim.
Okay.
And then literally the fans attacked her and was like, why would you promote Kim and her brand? And she took it on, and she put this weird photo of her and Taylor, and she was like, yeah. I love you forever. I always have your back. So a lot of people were like, Taylor made her do it, because why even do that? Yeah. Just take it down. Why put up the photo of you and Taylor and be like, my
I think she got the backlash from the fans, and then that freaked her out, and then she wanted to set the record straight, like wanted everyone to know, yo, me and Taylor are ride or dies.
Right.
My
but,
girl.
But who cares? I would tell the fans, go away. Yeah. I love my friend. I don't have to explain anything to you guys. I got these friends... free Skims, and if Taylor's a good friend, she's not going to tell me what not to pull. That's just my opinion.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because Selena's not in the Kanye drama with Taylor. Mm. Like, Selena really has nothing to do with that, in that Selena can still be friends with Kim and other people if her friend, aka Taylor, is not friends with them. I just feel like...
Just make sure they don't talk ish about Taylor, and you guys should be fine. That's I don't see the need to have take it down and then write this long post. I love her so much. It just makes me think Taylor made you take it down.
Yeah. I know. And what if she could have really, like, loved Skims? Like, what if she was really like, I actually like it? Like, let her enjoy her life.
So,
that's the rumor mill, is Taylor made her take it down, not the fans. But you never know. Taylor fans and Selena fans were coming at her pretty hard.
Yeah.
And Kim,
they have some intense fans, too.
Very intense.
I feel like they're actually more intense than Kim's fans.
No, very intense. Yeah. So I'm sure Kim will keep sending, but, you know, she took it down.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of somebody who should be taken down, Kanye West with his craziness.
That was good.
So Kanye and the entire Sunday Service Choir joined James Corden on a plane for an epic carpool karaoke. They called it like airplane karaoke, where the whole choir was just, this plane was huge. And I was like, wow, Kanye, I didn't know the choir was that big. But they were singing Jesus Walks. They sang another song, I think, called Water. Like, they were over there just singing their little hearts out. And I just want to know, did anybody listen to his album yet? Because I just listened to
it. Yeah, of course I have.
What are your...
Yes. Rachel? I've actually been listening to it nonstop. And actually, speaking of Kardashian News Daily, which I've been reporting on a lot of Kanye drama and just how he's always late. Late. We've waited for this album for well over a year with multiple delays.
Yeah.
September 27th, October 25th. You know, I know the news. I have receipts. So thank God that it's finally out and that people are listening to it, because a lot of things, like what everyone's talking about, it's believers and non-believers are listening to this album. And I think that is miraculous, that people are listening to a gospel album even though they're not necessarily into Jesus. Right. So I like the album. But I also love Life of Pablo. Like, this is a different type of Kanye.
It is different,
true.
This is a very, very different Kanye. And like we were talking about before the show, about 4 months ago, he came out with a song with Lil Pump that you're such a
freaking
H-O-E. And now he's, you know,
now he's
all about Jesus.
People, you know, who are working on
the album. We're up and down. It's a roller coaster with Kanye. Yeah. We all know that. So it's kind of like... Kanye?
I'm in the middle with the album. I just recently, like, listened to it. I'm like, you know, it's like, okay. I didn't think Kanye was going to be rapping as much. I thought it was going to get more of the choir. But, you know, I give it like a 6.5 out of 10.
See, like, my friends and family in Missouri, you know, it's a very conservative area. Right. They are, like, so excited about this. And they're like, all the Christians back home are like, really about it, and they're thinking like, oh my gosh, Kanye's making this amazing stance for Christianity and proving himself and like being a witness towards people, and he's changing his heart. And so, you know, I don't know if that's happening or not, but I will say, I was talking to Michael Klaus, who works here at AfterBuzz TV, and he's a Christian, and he was saying that no matter if he is doing it for the right reasons or not, at least it's putting
Jesus is king in the search.
It's bringing people, you know, to learn more about Jesus. So I'd like to hope that he means it and that it's legit. So
it's his journey.
Well, the album did hit number one on Billboard. Yeah. So
okay.
People are loving it.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Nakia.
Beautiful gown.
So let's talk about Kylie, because she had a scare recently. An obsessed fan was arrested. This man hiked onto her property and started banging on her door.
Oh, wow.
And he seemed erratic and nervous. They found a glass pipe on him, and he was later arrested for being under the influence.
Oh my gosh.
So how does Chris get tackled by Kim's security and Kylie's stalker shows up at the front door?
I don't get it.
Yeah, like how do you find out where they live? And then again, this can all be for TV purposes of like Kim's crazy security. That might not even be a storyline.
Yeah,
that could be just a storyline. Because for him to be able to walk on her property and for him to be arrested and be like, I have a stalker. A lot of these celebrities have stalkers where they just walk into their yard.
Yeah.
A lot of people, remember when people were breaking, remember those girls who were breaking into people's homes and those celebrities' homes, and then like E gave them a reality show?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Really? Yes.
That was a good show.
They were the younger version.
Was the name of
the
show.
Yes, of the Kardashians. And like Ryan produced this show, Ryan Seacrest. Hey, it was like the three daughters and their mom.
Remember the celebrity Bling Ring?
Yes.
Part of that when they were breaking into Paris Hilton's house. They were breaking
into
Jack's
house.
It was a good show.
All these celebrities home, but then like E try to give them reality shows and it just didn't work. Yeah. Google that. If you guys in the chat know what I'm talking about, shout out to that family. I remember one girl's name was Alexis.
Yes.
And the mom was the Kris Jenner of the family.
Yes.
She should have. She had her daughter pose in Playboy.
And
just like
didn't,
that.
And didn't work. Yeah. But those girls broke into like, and they talked about how easy it was to break into these people's homes. So that just makes me think like the Kim security thing was just a storyline.
I think so. Just to scare everybody, like we've got really tight.
Let's go to Calabasas, y'all.
But the fact that he hiked onto her property from the mountain, like he must have known which house was hers, how to get in there, what side of a mountain to climb over to be able to get in. I don't know.
That's scary, especially when you have like a baby at home and then you're home by yourself. Like that's really scary.
Allegedly, she wasn't home at the time, but she apparently was scared for her safety and Stormy's safety, and so they're trying to figure out more security measures. And it's sad because I feel like they have so many security measures put up that like how much more can you possibly get?
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's intense.
Well, Kim was filming a video in her backyard for Halloween. She posted this awesome Elle Woods Harvard video on Halloween. And y'all, I don't know about you guys, but I freaked out at this. I loved this.
She killed it.
Oh my gosh. She won Halloween, in my opinion. She had multiple outfits, and even Kylie, too, actually. But Kim did a whole rendition of Harvard in her Elle Woods Harvard video. And I just think it's so appropriate because she's doing the whole law school situation. Or she's not in law school, but she's taking her bar. And you go, girl. Play it while you can.
Okay.
You know, play it up.
She acted.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching Elle. Reese Witherspoon retweeted. Yeah. I thought that was the coolest, like, costume ever. I felt like Kim won Halloween for me.
For sure. Yeah.
And with her kids, too. Like, her and Kanye dressed up three times, and it was, like, the Flintstones. Yeah. She was, like, insects, like, the Bug's Life.
Interesting.
And then Sing. I know Kanye was dressed up as this... He was in a mask every time. Oh, all these family photos were just complete... And actually, I saw that she responded to a fan saying, oh, for the Flintstones, why isn't he the husband? She's like, oh, well, the kids picked, and he wanted to be Dino. And if he's going to wear a costume, he wants a full mask. I'm like, okay.
I'm surprised.
That's funny.
He was down for Halloween.
Right?
So Christian.
Right?
Another surprise that came to me was the family celebrating Caitlyn Jenner's birthday. So Caitlyn Jenner turned 70 years old this year. And what really took me by surprise, because Caitlyn Jenner first posted on her social media that she got all these amazing flowers from her daughters. But she also had a birthday celebration, and Brandon Jenner was there, Kylie, Kendall, Kim, and Courtney. And I know people were like, where's Khloe?
Yeah.
But what's really cool is, if you guys watched the first video that Caitlyn posted with all her flowers, Khloe sent her flowers.
Oh. Okay.
And she was like, here's from my lovely daughters, and it was from Kendall, Kylie, Khloe, Kim, and Courtney sent her a basket with liquor and all this stuff. So,
was it organic?
And Caitlyn was like, of course Courtney had to be different. I don't think it was organic, but it had like all this different stuff in
that's
it.
Funny.
But I thought it was beautiful that Khloe sent her flowers. So Khloe did send a birthday gift. She just wasn't at the dinner, and I know people were like, "Where's Khloe?"
Yeah, that's but Nobu, y'all.
She did
that was
send,
a Nobu and Malibu.
Exactly. She did send Caitlyn some flowers. 70th birthday, which is crazy to me.
Happy birthday,
Kendall. Her birthday is today, even though she celebrated over the weekend. And Chris' birthday is couple days from now.
Wow.
Yes.
A lot of birthdays.
Back to back.
Scorpio
to back.
Season. I love it.
Well, guys, it is time for Gram Glam.
Yay.
Ooh.
Yes.
Love a good camera shot.
I love a good photo.
So, this week was a great Gram Glam week because we have a lot of Halloween costumes that we're going to be voting on. Mm-hmm. First, we have Kim. As Rachel said, it's like a Bug's Life situation.
Yes.
Apparently, Kim's costume glowed in the dark, and I guess Kanye's costume had animatronics, like it moved and stuff. I don't know. This is so extra, and I'm here for it. I love
so
it.
So extra.
It's like a Bug's Life, but like the real life version of a Bug's Life.
It's like Area 51, y'all.
Yeah. It's super creepy,
it's like,
but I
alien-ish.
Like it.
I love it.
Very creepy. I hope they actually went out in Trick or Treat. Like, or was this only
this
a photo
shoot?
This
was only a photo shoot.
This, yeah, this,
wow.
Because they did the Flintstones, which I thought was adorable. Yeah. It was like a cute family photo. And then Kim, of course, was Elle Woods. And then North's costume with her auntie Courtney and Penelope. She was actually the devil. So
that's why
I was like,
so many costumes.
North
was. North was the devil, Penelope was half devil, half angel, and then their little friend was the angel. So I was actually shocked at that.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but the kids did go trick or treat.
Kanye did not sign off on that.
Yeah.
I'm more, because speaking of Flintstones too, and what Kanye would think, because North had lipstick on.
Yeah.
So what would Kanye think with her wearing makeup? We all know that Kanye does not like that. And it's interesting to see this photo because everyone is here in this photo, but for the Flintstones, there was so much flack and just laughter because they had to edit Chicago in because Chicago was so scared of Kanye dressed up as Dino that she didn't want to go near him at all,
the
so they literally photoshopped her in.
Even her photoshopped photo, she still looks scared. She's
yeah,
like,
ah!
It was a bad photoshop.
But it's like, so the alien is okay? So okay, Chicago's
my type
okay?
Of girl.
Yeah, like this is fine.
She's fine.
But not Dino. Interesting.
Next we have Courtney. I love this. This is from the Addams Family,
yes.
I'm like pretty sure. Yeah.
She looks beautiful. Amazing.
I love this. I think it's beautiful. I love the hair. I love the dress and the lipstick. And I feel like Courtney should use this look more often.
And she looks amazing.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
What else was she for Halloween? She was also
a cowgirl.
Musgraves?
She was a cowgirl. She was this. And I feel like she had another costume.
I feel like she had a third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all had like three different
costumes. I had one. I don't have the money to be thrown at
me. I had a couple.
I had two.
Yeah.
I like to repeat.
My second one was like, it's been there for a while, so I had two costumes.
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Chloe. She was Cruella DeVille.
Yes. 101 Dalmatians.
So cute.
I love this.
Okay, speaking about a lot of costumes, True had like 10 costumes, and I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed. I'm going to be Chloe. I don't want children, but if I do, I'm going to be Chloe as a mom. Because that baby was a pumpkin. She was a squirrel.
Okay.
She was a skunk.
Oompa Loompa.
Which is and I love that she's a baby Dalmatian, and Chloe looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so adorable, so adorable. And then Kendall was rocking it with this like weird elf fairy situation.
Yes. I loved it.
So this is what she wore for her birthday on Thursday night for Halloween.
Yeah, and I just think it's so cute that she like went to the ranch just to take a photo with her horse. Like,
the horse is like, good night.
The horse is like, why'd you wake me up at this time of night? And why are you on top of me straddling me like this? But I love this photo. And then lastly, we have Kylie. She was
Marilyn Monroe.
She looks just like her in that photo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which this doubled as like a Halloween costume / I think something for V Magazine or something like that.
Yeah, did it.
Funny because her and Winnie, the model Winnie was also Marilyn Monroe. So they both dressed up as
Winnie Harlow.
She also was in this costume as well. So I thought it was pretty dope.
Yeah. She looks just like Marilyn.
She does.
Yeah. Killing it.
So we're not going to go to the next photo yet. We're going to vote on these first, and then we have a bonus round for you guys because what is Halloween without a little bonus round?
I know.
So who is going to win Gram Glam of the Week? Drum roll, please. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
All right.
3 for Chloe, 1 for Kendall.
Wow.
Howard, why are you the oddball out?
So I chose Kendall because I absolutely love Kendall. Like, I was just obsessed with this photo. The other photos I saw, she did a close-up with just herself, and it was like a whole other scenery. I said, girl, you're giving me life. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, Kendall's just the model.
She looks hot.
And
she looks great.
Giving it. Yeah.
She looks really, really hot. She always does a good job because her birthday's around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, her and her friends always do a good job at the costumes. And she looked really hot.
She did.
Hot.
Absolutely.
Well, but I picked Chloe because Chloe's a hot mama and hot... Cruella DeVille, and I love that she had the baby with her, and she just looked good. I love that bob on her.
Chloe was my number two.
Agreed. Number two? Okay, she's my number one, absolutely, because this was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Yeah.
And just the way that she pulled off Cruella DeVille was just amazing, and I thought it was so cute that True was a Dalmatian.
True. Yes. Yes. I love when people incorporate their kids.
Yeah.
Kylie was number two for me, I will say, but exactly. I loved how True was involved with this, and Kylie did dress up Stormy. They were both, like, Power Rangers for something. So she did dress up similar to her, but I just love this picture of True and Chloe.
It's amazing.
But, I mean, Kylie, she looks so beautiful as Marilyn Monroe. She really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kylie, she killed Halloween. She had so many costumes, and she dressed up Stormy as herself from the Met Gala. Y'all,
people were like,
the memes associated with that was hilarious.
Amazing. My number two was Courtney, because I'm obsessed with Spooky and Addams Family. It's one of my favorite movies. So Courtney gets my number two, but Chloe definitely gets my number one.
Thank goodness. By the way, this is Vito in the booth. I was going to say, you guys are not giving Courtney enough credit.
I'm saying, Courtney is my second, because I was actually Wednesday Addams, and like, when I get it together, if I get a boo for a couple's costume, I want to do Gomez and Morticia, because she looks hot as Morticia.
She's so beautiful.
But Chloe takes it because she had the baby and she was Cruella DeVille, but Courtney is number two.
Loving it. Absolutely. Well, you guys, we have a bonus round this week.
Ooh.
So Kylie this year dressed as Ariel. Ariel has kind of grown up a little bit. She's filled in her seashells.
Baby boy.
She sells by the seashore.
Right. But Kim also had like a Ariel-esque look a few years back. Mm-hmm. I say a few years. How long has it been?
Oh, that was a little while ago.
It looks like a lot, because Kim's blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I'm okay, but the flounder purse with Kylie really did it for me.
Yes.
You know? Stormy should have been flounder.
Oh, that would have been good.
Kylie was like, you'll be me, and that is the end.
Yeah,
that is it.
You'll be me. I don't care.
All right, well, bonus round. It is time to choose.
Yeah.
Do we think Kim wore it best or Kylie? Again, drum roll, please.
This is hard.
Three,
two,
one.
Three Kylie, one Kim.
I was going to go for Kylie, but...
Tell me.
I like Kylie because she does have the red wig and the flounder purse, but I like Kim's because it's more mermaidy, where like Kylie's is a little bit more like, I'm naked, which is fine. She looks amazing. But I like Kim's because it's like the necklace, I'm more covered up, which is not like I'm here for it, because I'd rather you be naked. But Kim's OG, and I like how she
looks. When I look at Kylie, I'm like, gasmets and gizmos aplenty.
Exactly.
Ariel 2019.
Yes.
Boobies out. No, they both looked amazing. I do like how like with these two, you know, Kylie will wear stuff that Kim's wore. So I like that about it, but I'm going to go for Kim because she's OG.
Yeah. It just goes to show Kylie is Kim's prodigy.
She really is
following in her footsteps. She's only 22 years old, and she has come so far. I feel like she's already surpassed Kim at such a young age. And, like, keep going,
Kim
Kylie.
Did say, I'm passing you the torch. I officially give it to you. You remember that video? It was a while ago when Kim was like, it's going to be you, girl. You'll be the next one. So.
And now is it going to be Penelope? Because apparently there was a little hot tub, you know, thing that went down.
Exactly. It's like Penelope's getting Kylie Cosmetics.
Penelope's ready.
Poosh Cosmetics. Has a better ring to it.
She's ready to take the crown.
Right. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Well, guys, we have so much to cover this week.
Yes.
I think this was one of the most fun Halloween episodes we've ever gotten to do. So we love you guys. Thank you. Leave us a comment below. Let us know what you thought of this episode, who your favorite Halloween costume was. Please let us know. We love to talk to you guys. In the meantime, though, where can everyone keep up with you on social media?
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can follow me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all so much for commenting on our YouTube. We love y'all so much. I want to give a special shout out to Dara Tynes. I think you are awesome. We love how you are commenting, and you are amazing. Thank you.
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom. But if you want even more Kardashian news on, what is it, Monday and Tuesday or Tuesday and Wednesday, I do the Kardashian news update. So you can check that out on AfterBuzz TV Reality. And Howard and I, we do a really cool show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, called Back to Reality, where we talk about all things reality TV and pop culture.
Ooh.
Yes, everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can follow me on all social media at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network on Wednesdays with Nakia at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I do the Growing Up Hip Hop New York After Show on Thursdays at 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And I hope
you guys check me out there.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Make sure to check out my Instagram. I just posted my coming out video.
Woo!
Overdue.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you so much. But,
Coming! Hey!
I'm coming out.
I want the world to know. I'm gonna let it show.
I love you. Yes. I love you so much.
We love you more.
Thank you. And shout out to my amazing boyfriend Moses who's watching.
Yes.
Go to bed. It's late. All right, guys.
Hi, Moses.
Good night, Moses.
Good night, everyone. And we'll keep up with you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.